everyone. It's Paul Hopkins, known as VI Podcasting on all good social networks. I'm sure I've heard someone say that before. Not the VR podcasting bit, but the All Good Social Networks. That's Bernie Goldback. Yeah, welcome to Audio Mode Day 4. So you know the idea by now. Basically, you're meant to try and record an audio for every day for the month of June. Hashtag it with Audio Mode, A-U-D-I-O-M-O. And then put it up on Twitter or social media of your choice. Take it with the hashtag AudioMo, and hopefully then everyone will search AudioMo and find your audio. So what am I doing today? Well, firstly, some thank yous. Thank you, everyone, for commenting on my audio so far, particularly on the one that I did last night or yesterday, you know what I mean, for the day three. After Dusk, which is stuff to do with what was getting on with at church about 30 years ago. I have more of that stuff. People have asked for it, so I will put it together in some kind of show that would be, do it so it would be typical of an After Dusk show, and I'll present that to you at some point during the month of June for the rest of Audio Mo. But today we are going to be going through some of my new songs, some of my discovered songs, and hope that you will enjoy those indeed. So what have we got first? Well, fading that away, bringing this in. This is On the Day I Die. It's not what you think. Have a listen to it.
You better dance, don't cry. Baby, I'll be leaving on a high. On the day I die, find the keys to my old car. Pray it starts and take it for a drive. Roll the windows down, turn the music up, start singing. Whoa, whoa. And get lost in a song.
Nice, positive sounding song, actually. Although, On the Day I Die, I think, what? But no, lovely, lovely song. I particularly enjoyed that. That is from the album The Good Years. And it's by... is it by? The Shires. The Shires. Don't they sound a lot like Lady Antebella? I think they do anyway. But yeah, that's a really, really pretty song. I like that. All about intention and you know, no regrets really, isn't it? Yeah, but good song. Changing tack, somewhat differently now. It's like a radio show, maybe. I don't know if I could do a radio show. It's quite pressured, isn't it? I'm trying to literally get all this stuff together and do little bits of research in the background and whatnot. But I suppose I'd be having a dialogue with people and they'd be tweeting me and all this really cool stuff on here. But yeah, if you think I should do a show at the end of this, then let me know and I may find a place to do it. If you think I shouldn't, then let me know also, because it might be best that I be let down before I get too much out there and get carried away and be rubbish in front of lots of people. Anyway, yeah, that was a great song. And here's another one. This is called Who Is Against Me. And we're going really right through just fairly randomly with my offerings. But this is a bit of a sort of a praise song, really. And yeah, it's called Who Is Against Me. And it's from the album You, which is the latest offering from One Hope Project. So yeah, have a listen to this. Tell me what you think. What we're doing at work, we've got a bit of a playlist going on, and we basically contribute to this playlist on Spotify, and it's called I think it's called Ice Coffee. It's called, because we've got a craze as well about iced coffee with Kenko. I shouldn't advertise, but you know what, Kenko, if they're going to do something good, I might as well tell everyone. That's where that came from. So we've been getting these different flavoured coffees and trying them and whatnot. And the playlist has like over 700, 800 artists in there now. And these are what are being dubbed by my work colleagues as stealth Christian songs. I think they're really liking them. That at the very least, kind of, you know, sort of getting into them a little bit, or at least the idea is, you see, you can't move the song on, you've got to listen to the song. So it gives them a really an appreciation of other people's music, and so they're listening to some of my stuff, I'm listening to some of their stuff, and there's a whole lot of stuff there to listen to. You can find it too on Spotify, just look for the Ice Coffee playlist and it will be there. So yeah, let's go to our next song. Who's this then playing the piano and singing on this, apart from the fact that it's Bon Iver? Who else is it? Let's even guess. See you off now, down the back of the ridge. There's just something that I got to show you. There is Domer and his ride in the common case. It ain't nothing what you say is true. With your long arms trapped, just gives
together we set off for a common place.
And the lies that I do.
How much caring is there of some American love?
When there's lovers sleeping in our streets. So cerebrus rat, bring those dead alive. Like Pirate Jenny on the Black Freighter. It'll be a long day of fixing or make something else your mission. But all this shit's so hard to do.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a bit more about that. Well, little I know of it anyway. That was Bon Iver, as I said. And it's You, just a letter U, and then brackets, Man Like, taken from the album I. And featuring on that song with them was Bruce Hornsby. I mean, in my opinion, one of the best piano players ever. I just love his style. And I suppose I could say that very much model some of my styling on him. I just think he's such a lovely piano players, yeah, and done a fair few albums. I mean, of course, the first one was The Way It Is, and the title track from that album made a huge hit back in the, I'm going to say, mid-80s, maybe, sort of 87-ish, something like that. But talking of sort of people that have been around a while, this is something else. I mean, this is live, and here we go. Let's just put him on and let him speak and let him sing. And we'll speak about him in a minute.
Might remember this song.
So I don't want to disturb him.
And then again, some of you might not. Nevertheless, since you're here, we'll sing it for you anyway. Okay. Oh.
A new meaning. If you were here, you would know what I mean to say. But certain things leave me only waiting. Chandelier with you.
Alexander O'Neill, everyone, 67 years old, I think he said. I think I read that he is. And he's been on Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother and all sorts, hasn't he? Oh, what a man. 40 years in music he's been. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. If you were here tonight. Okay, we're going to change tack. Although not that much, because I like my soul and things, really. So we've got a few more songs. If you're still with me, that's great. If you're not, well, you've wound forward or you've done something. But that's okay. I'm enjoying it. This is from an artist called Liz Longley. And I came across her via NPR. They do Tiny Desk Concerts. And they do a podcast called Tiny Desk Concerts. I think they still do that. And they also do, they record things, one of the festivals. Now, is it not, it's definitely not Newport. Portland Festival, maybe. And she was there, and I was listening to them. I thought, yeah, it's quite good. And I can't say that I like all of her music. I tend to like most artists that I have, I either like at least an album or a few albums, some just a song or two. And Liz Longley, I think she's a good singer-songwriter. This is amazing. It's kind of beautiful but kind of painful as well. So what you think, but you know, you can't help thinking that it's lived experience kind of talking here. And the song is called Three Crow, and it's off an EP that she's just released. Yeah, let's have a listen and see what we think. But yeah, I just think it's a pretty song.
Meant to hurt, 'cause I was so
Longley then, and from the song was Three Crow. It's a sad song, but very, very poignant, very well written, very skillful. Talking of skillful, Jacob Collier. Jacob Collier is also skillful, and he works with lots and lots of really amazing musicians, but he's an amazing musician himself. He plays everything so well, like keyboards, drums, guitars, bass. He sings, he builds tracks so he can, you know, he sings with himself. Sounds remarkably like Take Six, if any of you know Take Six. So when he does his sort of, and you'll hear it in a bit, when he does his vocals and he builds up all these tracks, he'll often video them as well. So you get lots of videos of him doing his different things, you know, so singing certain harmonies and stuff, and then he puts it all together in a big montage. He sings with lots of well-known people. As say, he's sung with Laura Mvula. I think I've said that right. She's a Birmingham lassie. Studied, I think, at the Royal Conservatoire, I think. Well-known in her own right now. He's worked with, the say, a number of different people. But in this instance, he's worked with Dodie. And Dodie is another fantastic musician and definitely holds her own with Jacob Collier, I think, but he's so generous with his musicianship, and you just get the feeling that he's just a really, really decent guy. I mean, listen to this and tell me, I mean, if this song doesn't just fill you with just a sense of, oh my word, this is just lush, I think, is the only word I can think for it. A lot of people talking about Jake Collier at the moment, and rightly so. Song is Here Comes the Sun, and it's a version of that song that you won't have heard the like of before. Let's have a listen and see what we think, shall we?
Slowly melting the wound.
Little darling,
It seems like years since it's been clear.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's alright.
Collier with Dodi there, absolutely fantastic. He's doing a new album, well, several albums under the title Jess, J-D-S-S-E-D or something like that. But yeah, very good. That's definitely one of those what they call them, stealth Christian songs that are going to go on the Ice Coffee playlist that we're doing at work. Say over sort of, I don't know, I keep it's got to be getting on for 700 if it's not over 700 songs. on there. Yes, that will be going on there. Chaos Curb collaboration. Worship kind of project that we started thinking about 2012. They just get different musicians to get involved and make really good music, in my opinion. This is a single, but they've got a couple of albums out as well. The song was called Who You Are, and really great. I wanted to clear up the thing with Jacob Collier. He's doing several albums. So Jess volume 1, 2, 3, I think he's doing 4 over a period of time, and it's spelt DJESSE. So if you want to know more about that, that's what you need to look for on all good streaming or download or purchase whatever platforms. One more song. This featuring someone called Lucy Grimble, who I have a lot of admiration for, and it is another one of these stealthy Christian songs. And that'll be it then. You know what? We've had a good run, haven't we? Really, let's face it. And it's a big part of my music scene and my heritage, I guess. But as is lots of other music, and I could have put tons and tons more music on here. May do another one of these if you like it. I'll see what response I get, I guess, because it takes a little while to put these things together. But yeah, Lucy Grimble, lovely voice. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it, with music? Doesn't matter all the time what the music's about or where it comes from. Sometimes it's just a really good tune, isn't it? Good melody, good voice, good harmonies and whatnot. And if it brings us together in these times of desperate situations going on, you've got COVID-19 and all the things that's called Brexit. Before that, we've got all the but the riots going on in America, and it's just awful. The world just seems in turmoil at the moment. Music hopefully will always be the thing that binds us together, and there are other things too, of course. So Lucy Grimble with a band called Rivers and Robots. She's guesting in on this, but she's got a couple of albums herself, which again, if we do another little one of these shows, I might show something else of hers. Anyway, enjoy this, and I will leave it there. I won't do like an outro or anything, because I think we've spoken quite enough and this has gone for a little while, but I hope you enjoy it, and I'll try to write up some notes in it, so at least you've got some idea of where we're going and what we're doing. And I will speak to you tomorrow. This has been Paul Hopkins, and you've been amazing. Bye for now. Oh.